Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging around today, for joining me, and for listening in to the really smart people that I have join me every half hour, typically every half hour. Sometimes they do it for longer than that, but most of the time it's for the half hour, a couple of every hour. And one of those really smart people is our good friend Jorian Clark, the founder and the president of a company called Spectracom. Jorian is one of our outstanding online experts, and she helps us put our best foot forward online. And she's got some great information for us today, I know, and I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say. Jorian Clark, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim, and always a pleasure to be here.
It's our pleasure to have you here, and I'm excited about having you back on the show because, besides the fact that you have a wonderful voice, but also because you've got some important information that we need, and that is how to make sure that we do the best possible job we can with our online strategy, the online component of our business. You know, for most of us, being in business has become kind of intuitive. I remember being about 30 years old and before I realized that being in business wasn't something that everybody was born knowing how to do. Mm-hmm. And I found out that there are a lot of people out there who don't know anything. But those of us who are in business, being in business is fairly intuitive. Whether we do a real good job with the fundamentals or not, you know, is another matter. But being online, building the online component into our marketing strategy is not so intuitive, is it?
Yes, yes. And I think part of the challenge is many people still feel concerned about technology, and they just don't know where to start, and so sometimes that causes us to shut down. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in this day and age, you can't shut down in any way to get a sale, and online marketing is especially wonderful for opening up new markets that you might not have thought to sell to before because they might not have known you were there.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
So I think probably last year we talked a lot about how to build the right website, and I think a lot of people have done a good job in providing information online. Now, of course, the challenge is always to make the information what the user would like to get, not what you'd necessarily just like to tell them. So we have to constantly keep checking our website to say, is this easy to navigate? Does this tell me what I want to find? Is it give me an easy way to make a sale, whether it's by calling or by going to a store or by buying directly online?
That's something that people don't realize, isn't it, Jory, that there actually are several layers of discipline that go into making up a good website. Not only do you have to have compelling content and information about your product or about your ideas, but you've also got to be able to get it up in a way that makes it easy for people to use and makes it compelling for them to use.
Yes, yes. You know, a lot of people got caught up in the interest of doing the task, and they forgot that the whole thing is supposed to build your business.
This isn't just supposed to be a work of art that we hang on the wall?
right. I can't tell you how many times we sit down with people and we say, okay, what are your success measures? You know, what do you hope to accomplish? And they say, well, to get the website done. And I'm like, well, that's a great goal, but that's not really the end goal.
Right.
So what's your end goal? And, of course, a lot of people don't realize that it's more than just putting information out, but you can actually trigger actions that build your sales.
So you can actually create call-to-action kind of things.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And again, it might not be that you have the type of product or service that you can deliver online. You know, for example, who's going to buy, you know, a new hairdo online, or who's going to buy a bathtub online?
Or a caterpillar. An earth mover. Well, the thing is what we're finding, and I'm trying to get my audience to focus on as much as I can, is the whole concept of not e-commerce so much as e-business, which includes e-shopping and e-customer service.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, what salesperson wouldn't want to have someone contact them as opposed to them having to find the sale?
Right.
So that's where you don't have to be concerned that you're not selling directly online, but you've got to do all those things that can make the sale happen. And that's what online is so great about, is it goes everywhere and it goes to anyone who has any kind of piece of technology that can connect to the Internet.
Well, and it puts your storefront out there on thousands, maybe millions of main streets that you wouldn't otherwise, you otherwise would not be able to connect to. And when we come back, we're going to get Joy in to tell us how to make our storefront as beautiful and as productive in all those 10,000 or thousands of streets around the world as possible. And that's coming up right after these messages. It's 20 Till. Stay with us. We're back. I'm Jim Blassie again, the Small Business Advocate at 17 Till. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, we're going to be visiting with Beverly Williams, who's our top home-based business expert, as you know, and she's going to join us and talk to us about those things. And then after that, Doug Berry is going to join us. He's with the Commerce Department, and we're going to talk to him about what's going on with the Commerce Department, what they're doing to help small business owners with their businesses. And then after that, we'll have Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Letters, who will be with us to talk to us about the most recent issues that Kiplinger covers. We're visiting with our good friend Jorian Clark, and we're trying our best to help you and me, too, to understand about this storefront that you and I can have online in cyberspace and have it be presented on thousands, tens of thousands of main streets all over the world. And, Jorian, when you think about it like that, it really makes me want to go make sure that my windows are clean and that my displays are correct and that when people walk in that we got smiling faces and we're taking care of our customers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I always cringe a little bit because, you know, your own website is your own, the thing that happens last. It's a cobbler's children's shoe, you know, never get their shoes.
Right.
But nonetheless, the practices are such. And just last week I was speaking at a conference where we were talking about effectiveness of online advertising and what are the things that help trigger sales. And one of the interesting things to me was the whole point of a online form for submission. Now, that could be, for example, maybe you're selling insurance online, or maybe you're collecting information to have a salesperson follow up. But the point of it is the number one issue for why people leave websites and they don't close that action that you want them to do is the usability of their website. So that could be, for example, that they come to the homepage and your navigation is so confusing, they're not exactly sure where to go. So they try a few clicks and they don't find what they're looking for right away, and so they just leave. Or it could be that you're so excited about what you have that you create scrolling pages of text talking about how wonderful it is.
Able to leap tall buildings, more powerful than a locomotive, et cetera.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I hate to admit it, but whether it's the younger audiences or whether it's you and I, most of us respond best to visuals and interactivity
right.
and not to a lot of things to read.
Right.
Now, you could have a complicated product, which does take a page of text, but then use good design practices, you know, call-outs that call out major key points, divide up into little boxes information that's going to be quick for someone to take away.
One of the things, Jorian, that I'd like to make sure that we talk about a little bit is the fact that you know, 5 years ago, this idea of being online was fairly new. And a lot of people didn't. We really were learning about what people want and how people would want to use the web. But now we know all that. So it really doesn't have to be a mystery anymore, does it? I mean, there are people out there. I know your company does this, and there are other companies who do this, who help businesses make sure that there isn't a mystery, that we're not missing the boat when we have people come to our websites.
Yes. And the challenge has been is that a little bit of knowledge is sometimes worse than no knowledge at all. And so people think, for example, oh, I know how to do HTML. I'm going to put up my own website. But there are, just like cooking a good meal takes someone with skill, cooking a good website takes that same sort of design understanding and understanding of navigation and content category clumping and how to write for the web, not for a brochure. And that's where it you know, a little bit of money spent is not a bad expenditure if you can point to how it's increased your traffic with
right.
the correct target audience and closed that sale.
Well, you know, one of the things that irritates me, and I know I've said this before, my audience has heard me say this, and that is the sites that you go to, and let's say that they're selling socks, but they make it hard for you to find their socks.
Oh, yes.
I mean, does that not blow your mind? I mean, how counterintuitive. I mean, if you sell socks online, when somebody opens up your website, before anything else is said or shown, it should say, click here to buy our socks.
Yes, yes.
Or whatever it is that you do, make sure one of the things on my website, I wanted to make sure one of the main features of our website is that you can listen to the show three different ways, live replay and in archives. And so when you come to our website, there's a big banner that says, listen now. About an inch over to the left, there's another one line that says, listen now. And then over on the left of that, it says, listen now three ways. I mean, if you can't see that, then, you know, I don't know what to do. But you got to make sure. But you and I have done that, haven't you? You've gone to places looking for stuff, and you get there, and you know they sell it, and you know they sell it online, but you can't find it.
Yes, yes. It's also interesting to me how many people stay in their box. You know, for example, let's say that they're in the sock business, and there's some really good things they've seen when they were looking for a car online on a car site, but they don't apply that to their business. You know, don't be afraid to take the best ideas from whatever business category it is and then just modify them to apply to you.
That's right.
We had a recent situation where we were talking to a client about they needed a big jump in traffic right away because they were testing a new product and they wanted to get quick results. So we came back and we said, well, you know what, why don't we do a sweepstakes? Well, I thought that, you know, you'd think that people would be running out of the room because the fire bell had rung. You know, and finally when we got them to sit down and get their minds around it, we said, you know, consider something. You can modify it to do it the way that fits your audience, but never be afraid of new ideas.
Right. And when we come back, folks, we're going to talk about some of those new ideas. Jorian is going to help us think about some things that we can do for our websites. It's almost 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stevie Nicks will take us out. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jorian Clark is our guest. She's the founder and the president of Spectracom, and their website is spectracom.com. And, Jory, I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
Sure. We do a range of services for companies of all different sizes. And doesn't matter if they've got a local market, a regional market, a national or an international market. We've done work in all of those.
Mm-hmm.
We basically start with the strategy about what do people need to do online, how do they best reach their target audience, how can they use the web to cut costs in their business. And then we go from there to actually design it and build it, and sometimes we even host it. We've had some great opportunities in hosting sites for people where they need to make sure their server is up all the time in order to do transactions.
Mm-hmm.
So we really enjoy kind of helping people get out of the box, and they may even have a team within their group that does this work, but we seem to be able to provide help in supporting that team. A lot of different ways.
You know, that's such an important thing. You know, in our organization, I know what I want, but I don't know how to make it happen. I made a conscious decision not to learn HTML because I just didn't have time.
Yes.
I knew that wasn't going to be good use of my time. But what I've done is I found people like you, and I've said, I want a box. I want it to be red. I want it to be able to be turned it inside out, and I want it to be something that people can use whenever they want it, whatever my requirements were. And so I found those people, and then I learned this, and this is what you and I talked about earlier. Then I said, okay, we also have to find people who can make sure that when we design this storefront or this feature inside the storefront, that it is usable. And that's actually two different disciplines, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Because you got to be careful. The people who design things only and who don't understand about how search engines work and how people navigate around websites, those are three different disciplines, aren't they?
Yes. I actually talk about bringing a few people to the table, in that, one, you have to have a business analyst who really understands how you do business and who you're trying to do business with. Because, again, if you don't know the user and how they're going to use something, you may design something great that they never know what to do
including
with.
How your industry has evolved online and how your industry's customers have evolved online. It could be different, a little bit different for each industry, couldn't it?
Oh, yes. And it's interesting. We have some of the brightest people in technology that I can think of. You know, when I leave the room after talking to them, I feel like I got to go. but they really understand the technology. Technology alone doesn't do anything. It's really understanding how to use it to accomplish your goal of sales. That's what makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, design is often forgotten about because people think, "Oh, I can put a picture up. I know how to do that." But it really is a discipline as well, too. Know how to design something that's going to reach out and engage that person and keep them with you, because that's the goal, is to keep them going through the site. They may have come in for one thing, and if you can sell them a second thing, it's important to get them to that next sale point.
How important do you think it is that we not make our site be only about us, that we make sure there's something there for people to learn something, to find out more about our product or our industry, but make it not just be about us?
Yes. We call that borrowed interest.
Uh-huh.
And that's particularly important if you are in a category where it's a commodity, you know, where someone thinks everybody has the same product. Then you have to show a certain expertise and perhaps raise your image that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's also important to decide if you can publish enough expertise information or borrowed interest from other areas that you can become a starting point for someone.
Mm-hmm. Almost
a portal, right, mm-hmm. for someone to start. Now, that usually takes a little bit more time, a little bit more money, and a little bit more dedication. But again, if you need that expertise position and you want people to come back to your site regularly, then that's an important thing to do.
Exactly. They think about whatever it is that you sell, and they say, you know what? I think Jory is, as you say, is a good place to start. And if she doesn't have what I need, she'll probably have a link to who does.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Jory, thank you for being here. Good job today. Thank you for moving us a little farther along in our effort to make our websites and our online activity more productive. Thank you for that today.
Thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure to talk about a passion.
Thank you. I know. Jory and Clark, ladies and gentlemen, that's spectracom.com. Check it out when you get a chance. We'll get Jory back real soon. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.